Today is Sunday, the 26th of April, beginning the fourth week of Easter.
Take this heart, it's yours alone. Don't let it stray away. The Shepherd King has called this soul by the rugged path of grace. Up over hills and through the lows, I have heard the whisper.
Stephen and Fiona Crowther of the Lee Abbey community sing Shepherd. As you hear it, what imagery stirs in you?
Shepherd comes for me, and oh, I have wandered, and when I've lost my way, oh, through a cross and grace, oh, my shepherd. Seasons pass, though rocks grow old, I will cling to this I know. The Shepherd King has come for me and will surely lead me home.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
My shepherd comes and makes a way.
Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
In this passage, Jesus makes a distinction between thieves and bandits and the gate, or the shepherd of the sheep. Take a moment with each of these, the thieves and bandits, the gate, and the shepherd. Notice what draws you to or away from each one. He calls his own sheep by name. They know his voice. Spend some time reflecting with the voice of Jesus now. How well do you know it? Now listen as the passage is read once more for you. What really speaks to you this time?
Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly."
I came that they might have life. What is different about the life Jesus gives? Spend time with Jesus now, speaking about the life he gives you. Notice how you can live from this abundance in a new way. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.